Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Welcome to This Week Health. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16 hospital system and creator of This Week Health, where we are dedicated to transforming healthcare one connection at a time. Today, we have an interview in action from the 2024 conferences, the spring conferences, Vive in LA, HIMSS in Orlando. Special thanks to our sponsors, Quantum Health, Gordian, Dr. First, CDW, Gozio Health, Artisite, and Zscaler. You can check them out on our website, thisweekhealth.com. Now, on to our interview.
Hi, I'm Drex, and we are here at HIMSS 2024 doing a lot of interviews for This Week Health. And right now, I'm joined by Vernon from Epcoring, and there's a lot of things I want to ask. Let's start with you. Tell me a little bit about yourself and your background.
Vernon O'Donnell, President of Field Operations at Epcoring, running our go-to-market and customer interactions from a marketing perspective. I've been with the company 9 months.
So early.
Still maybe coming a little farther than my honeymoon phase. My background is much more traditional enterprise software, so SaaS. So I worked in supply chain before this, before that sports, before that education, across a variety of segments. Mm-hmm. The reason I came back, though, is I am a veteran myself, and I served in the Army in 20-ish, plus more than 20 years ago. So while this is a great way for me to full circle my career in software with some bit of my personal interest, which is a really important vital service to the defense community and the adjacent space.
I mean, the mission, right?
The mission matters.
Tell me about Epcoring. Tell me about the mission.
Yep.
And then I'm going to ask you about the name.
Yeah, sure.
Tell me about the mission. What do you guys do? How does it work?
Yep.
And you're here. You're coming out in the healthcare community.
That's right. So we'll talk Epcoring first. I'll talk about healthcare. Okay. And I'll give you the name. Epcoring is a cybersecurity company focused on protecting data on the edge device. Now, predominantly that's mobile, but it also works on laptops and tablets and a variety of others. And the way we go about doing that is really unique. We are actually a virtual device hosted in a secure cloud. And then we just stream encrypted change pixels to that instance. There's no data in transit. There's no data at rest.
If you lose the device,
no risk whatsoever. Right? If you have multi-factor or biometric authentication on there, you can give your phone to an actual terrorist and it would not matter. It's fully protected. And it protects both. It protects the enterprise and the entity with their intellectual property and their secure data. Or be it a HIMSS, HIPAA data, right? THI, like really protecting that. But it also protects the user. So the user's phone is also completely partitioned. So your company has no idea what's happening on your phone. From a soldier perspective, that's great, but think about it from a physician or a nurse perspective. That personal liability aspect that HIPAA finds, you're protected from it. Because that HIPAA compliant information never actually touched your person.
Yeah, right. And the other thing that happens sometimes is that there are lawsuits or other things that happen where you wind up losing your whole phone and all of the stuff because of the commingling of the data on the device.
That's right, exactly. You're right. So we protect against that. No commingling of data, not even no commingling. You know, and the big reason we're here, and kind of alluded to the joke, it's our coming out party to the healthcare sector. You know, we grew up in the Department of Defense, and the use case was much more around how do we put an operator into an environment where maybe they're conducting some sort of clandestine operations. They need to buy a burner phone. On that burner phone, they need to access command information on a dirty, compromised network and still feel that it's protected, but the mission is safe. You wouldn't think no fair, but then really what you're thinking about is that's protecting data. That's really what it is, right? At the core of the essence. And when you think about the proliferation of breaches in the healthcare community, healthcare data is probably one of the most valuable assets.
For adversaries, it absolutely is.
Right, for adversaries.
There's so many things you can do.
Absolutely.
Filing false claims, stealing identities.
You know better than I do. It's amidst the risk that's exposed there. And so we thought, hey, we've helped the DoD, we've helped the mission. Let's go help healthcare companies also protect their data with the same level of rigor and focus. And I know as a private citizen, I would not like my healthcare data to be compromised and available on the web. So we're trying to do whatever we can.
I like the genealogy of starting with three-letter agencies and figuring it out for them. And once you've got it figured out for them,
yeah.
I think we would be maybe a little bit easier. Has that turned out to be the case?
Yes and no. Yes, in that the tech works the way we expect it to work. We figured it out with the probably the most intensive rigorous use cases. I mean, seven red teams and all the various things that go into that environment. But what we sacrifice is the user experience, right? And so what we're finding now in the healthcare space is that there's more of an onus on, hey, we want this virtual device to look and feel like we want it to look and feel very much like my
app.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're a special forces operator, you're willing to compromise a little bit on the experience for the mission. The good news is, just as I think it was in October, maybe late early November, we just launched our new product, and it was a significant leap forward, which is why we're here. We didn't feel like we were ready from a product standpoint. It's going to be up to snuff from an experience standpoint, but still have all of that back end.
So easy for me to say, but what's the reaction been? You've had a lot of people come through and have conversations, and what are they saying?
It's going to sound like I'm BSing here.
I know you're
guessing here.
That's
I know.
Okay.
It's been shockingly positive. I was anticipating a lot more what or why, or you guys are a defense company, like why are you here? Once we show the app and have those interactions, the light bulbs go off. We had one senior director of a hospital network come over and say, I've been trying to solve this problem for 6 years. I talked to every MDM company, it doesn't solve it the way I wanted to solve it. You guys are actually doing this. Why have we never talked before? I was like, well, one, my product wasn't ready before, but we're talking now. And that seems to have been the common reaction. We're feeling very good about things. We've got some work to do on a few areas, we think, some opportunities, but really positive.
I mean, I'm excited for you. And it is a chronic problem, and it's a problem that we've had in healthcare for a long time. They're solving that problem in an interesting way.
Yeah.
So let me ask you about the name.
Okay. So the name Hupori is a deep cut Star Wars reference. I had to ask when I started as well. So apparently, the early days, the company is built on Android apps from the back end tech, right? So Android and that concept of droids has always been a part of the essence of it. In our early days, when we were on-prem solution, our servers were named after planets in the Star Wars ecosystem. And ultimately, when the company had to come out as an actual name, droids off the table, and all this still Star Wars off the table. But they found that Hupori, one of the planets that droids were produced on, that was mentioned in one video game one time, was open for us to make a trademark and brand. So we threaded that needle, and our engineers love it. So the Star Wars guys at work enjoy it. That's an interesting story. It's not a bad name.
A lot of us are kind of nerds in a lot of ways. So that we're having that kind of touch of cool.
Yeah. Especially in the cybersecurity space. Absolutely. Yeah, those guys need to know.
That's great. One of the things that happens often when I do these interviews is that we talk about the person, we talk about the company. We have like a name, but there's always something at the end that when I turn off the camera, the person says, oh man, I wish I would have reminded you to ask me about this.
Yeah.
So this is your chance for me to say, what am I not asking? Probably want to talk.
I think the biggest thing that we didn't touch on is the ease of use and the ease of setting. You're not going to have to go through a big laborious technical integration or there's implementation services and people are running around for months trying to get it to work. It can be spun up in a matter of days, right? If you work with the IT department, we send them a user, you send them a QR code, or they click the QR code, they go through whatever authentication is in the environment, they say, guess what, boom, their information is. It's all managed in the back end on a cloud that we own as a space on behalf of our customers in a very simple way. So ease of setup is, and a long-time software guy providing value quickly is one of those.
For sure. And so every individual that wants to use it, that's how they get the download.
I have it on my phone. I could show. Yeah, I'll give you a little show real quick. Okay. I actually have a government account, so in fact, level 4. Okay. And then I have my employees use our internal PR. We don't eat our own dog food. We're a classy operation. We drink our own shit.
I actually made the eat my own dog food reference earlier.
Yeah,
this is that.
So we drink our own champagne. I go in, and then this is effectively my corporate environment. My email, my Teams, my Google, everything
is
secure.
It looks just like a regular
iPhone. Just like a regular phone. I can type
and multiple apps.
Multiple apps. I'm a control freak. I like to organize things so you can see all my folders structured.
It literally just looks like a regular iPhone.
Looks like a phone.
But it's not on your phone. It's all streaming.
This is all streaming. Not on my phone.
Thanks for the conversation. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Hopefully, see you around campus.
Perfect. And Drex, I appreciate you taking time to talk to us.
For sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this Interview in Action episode. If you found value in this, share it with a peer. It's a great chance to discuss and in some cases start a mentoring relationship. One way you can support the show is to subscribe and leave us a rating. If you could do that, that would be great. And we want to give a big thanks to our partners who make this possible. Quantum Health, Gordian, Dr. First, CDW, Gozio Health, Artisite, and Zscaler. You can learn more about them by visiting thisweekhealth.com/partners. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.